I'm Roberta Baskin, Director of Media Communications, speaking with Anne Maxwell, the Regional Inspector General in Chicago, for our Office of Evaluation and Inspections. Let's talk about your recently released evaluation about Medicaid third-party liability. And first, what is third-party liability?
Third-party liability refers to the fact that other payers, like health insurance plans, are liable for healthcare claims before Medicaid. In other words, if a Medicaid recipient has some other source of payment for healthcare, that source is supposed to pay before Medicaid does, and those other payment sources are known as third parties. Now, if a state knows that a Medicaid recipient has another payment source, it will avoid paying for that claim by denying payment. But sometimes, states don't find out about another payment source until after they've already paid the provider.
And what happens then?
Then the state does what is called pay and chase, where it has to chase the third party to recover the money it already paid.
So tell us what your report found.
Well, first, we found that between 2001 and 2011, states really made a sizable gain in liability savings. By denying payments for Medicaid recipients who had other payment sources, state savings increased from $33 billion to $70
billion. Huge savings. Saving Medicaid exactly how much?
This saved Medicaid 13%, or $512 billion over 10 years. So that's great news.
What about recovering money that already went out?
States also made gains in recoveries. Between 2001 and 2011, recoveries grew from $1 billion to $1.6 billion.
Well, that is a good news story.
That part is definitely. But we also found that $4 billion remains at risk of not being recovered.
Why are billions of dollars still left on the table, Anne?
That's a great question. Simply put, states have a hard time identifying people with third-party insurance coverage. They also work with uncooperative third parties. 45 states reported recovering, on average, only 18% of what they billed to third-party health insurance.
What are some specific challenges that prevent states from recovering this money?
States have trouble identifying recipients because third parties don't always provide complete information to states. States face challenges recovering payments because some third parties refuse to process or pay claims.
So isn't there some kind of enforcement when third parties refuse to pay back the states?
No, there is no enforcement mechanism for uncooperative third parties. States told us that without a way to enforce penalties, it makes it very difficult to make third parties return the money they owe to the Medicaid program.
Are these new challenges that the states are facing?
Actually, no. Both OIG and the Government Accountability Office, or GAO, have done studies with similar findings in the past. Just like this study, those studies found that states had trouble identifying beneficiaries with third parties and had trouble getting third parties to pay when they were responsible.
Well, following those reports, did anything change?
Congress stepped in. In the Deficit Reduction Act of 2005, Congress put in provisions to enhance a state's ability to identify and recover payments from liable third parties.
But your report reveals that problems continue. So what effect did the Deficit Reduction Act have?
We think it helped in some respects. The growth that we saw in savings and recovering payments suggests that it had some effect. But states still face many of the same challenges they faced for years. For example, the law tried to address problems states had with third parties denying payments for procedural reasons, but states indicated to us that this is still happening.
So given these long-standing challenges that states are still grappling with, what needs to be done to recover more of the money?
Given the $4 billion possibly at risk, the OIG calls on the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, to strengthen Medicaid third-party liability. We recommend that CMS work with states to address the challenges of working with uncooperative third parties. We also recommend that CMS work to strengthen enforcement mechanisms that states can use against uncooperative third parties. Enforcement mechanisms would allow states and the federal government to send a very strong message that third parties must comply with the law.
Thank you, Anne Maxwell, Regional Inspector General for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections, for sharing this important work on challenges with third-party liability in Medicaid.
Thank you, Roberta.